If you're an executive, entrepreneur, or high-performing professional, here's the truth nobody likes to hear. You do not get a stronger body, a sharper brain, or a longer runway by trying to be healthier when your calendar calms down, because it won't. There is no magical quarter where the meetings stop, the stress disappears, and your body says, "Take your time, I'll just wait here," and not age. That's not how this works. Executive health is not about biohacking your way around basic physiology. It's about doing the simple things well enough, long enough, that your health starts compounding in your favor instead of against you. And for most people, that starts with this mindset shift. Health is not separate from performance. Health is performance. If your energy is inconsistent, your sleep is trash, your body hurts, your waistline keeps climbing, and your strength is heading south, that is not just a fitness issue, that is an executive capacity issue, because your body is the hardware for everything else you want to do. Here's what optimizing executive health really looks like. First, build muscle and strength on purpose. Not because you want to look intimidating in a fitted polo, although, sure, that's a lovely side effect. You need strength because muscle is one of the biggest long-term assets you can build for function, metabolic health, resilience, and aging well. A large meta-analysis in older adults showed resistance training is highly effective for improving strength, and higher intensity training was associated with greater improvement. And a more recent systematic review in healthy adults found something refreshingly unsexy. Basically, all resistance training approaches were better than doing nothing. Higher loads tended to rank best for strength, and multiple sets were best for hypertrophy. But the big takeaway was this: training beats not training. That matters for busy professionals because it means you do not need a 6-day bodybuilding split and a second mortgage on recovery gadgets. You need a smart plan, 2 to 4 well-designed strength sessions per week, big movement patterns, progressive overload, good technique, enough effort to send a signal, enough recovery to actually adapt. Second, protect recovery like it's part of the job. Because it is. Aging already reduces the anabolic response to exercise. In plain English, your body becomes less responsive to training if sleep, recovery, and nutrition are a mess. Review data on aging muscle shows older adults have a blunted response to feeding and exercise, and that adequate high-quality protein becomes increasingly important, with daily intake recommendations often landing around 1.2 to 1.5 grams per kilogram of body weight. So no crushing espresso, skipping meals, sleeping 5.5 hours, and then wondering why your body composition won't improve is not a genetics problem. That's a systems problem. If you want longevity, stop acting like recovery is optional, sleep better, hydrate like an adult, eat enough protein, train hard enough to matter, but not so hard that you need 3 business days to recover from a Tuesday workout. Third, use cardio to support your life, not to erase your diet. Cardio matters. Your heart, lungs, work capacity, stress tolerance, and recovery all benefit from it. But executives often make the same mistake. They either avoid it completely or they turn it into punishment. Neither is helpful. What works better is a sustainable mix. Daily movement, intentional low to moderate intensity work, and strategically placed higher intensity sessions if your current fitness, orthopedic history, and stress load support it. You do not need to be exhausted to be effective. In fact, that mindset is one of the fastest ways to burn out high performers who already live in a chronic stress soup. Fourth, make your health plan friction-proof. Because the best program in the world is useless if your real life punches it in the face by Wednesday. Your training should match your schedule, your stress level, your travel, your sleep, your injury history, and your actual bandwidth. That is not lowering the standard. That is coaching intelligently. The goal is not to win one heroic week. The goal is to become the kind of person who keeps showing up. That's where longevity actually lives. In repeated behaviors, in consistent training, in adequate recovery, in enough muscle, in better energy, in less avoidable wear and tear. and in a body that keeps working for you instead of negotiating with you every morning. So if you're thinking about optimizing executive health, start here. Lift consistently, move daily, recover seriously, eat like your future matters, and stop confusing chaos with commitment. Because the executives who stay sharp, lean, strong, and capable for decades are usually not doing extreme things. They're doing the fundamentals with discipline. Boring? Maybe. Effective? Absolutely. And fortunately for you, your body responds really well to effective.